How you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing good.
So, Kelly, we understand you had quite the event yesterday. What can you tell us about Knoxville NBG Day?
Weather all week, and then it rained on Thursday. But despite that, we had a technical advisory committee and people from the city and the county and the health department and all kinds of AP was giving the official welcome to the riders. I guess mostly to Conchetta because the guys had a great time.
Okay, and the guys, Jeff and Jason Reeser.
Right.
Here you gave them some goodies. They got some stuff from Knoxville.
Yeah, but we have a program called Smart Trips that encourages people to use, and they said the more water bottles, the better. So,
what's it like to bike in Knoxville?
It depends on pattern development, so there's lots of choices, and there's not much traffic. To some of the more strip development, you know, it gets to be the busy traffic and lunging, but we're trying to help people around some of those obstacles. And
Conchetta tells us you cruise all around town in your nice work clothes.
The security guard at our building yesterday said, "Where's your bike clothes? This is what I bike in. Sorry."
Does anyone else ride out your way?
One guy who's over here in city engineering, and he bikes a long way, and he's hardcore. And then there's a few other people who live up a little bit north of in when it's nice weather. So.
So you ride the rain?
I do because I have a bother away. I was a little bit more I would take the bus if it was going to be raining, but I was surprised. I thought it was going to be a little more dry here. I came from Missoula, Montana, and there's just rain days all the time, but it's okay. you have to have your fenders and your bike cape and thumb holders, and so it's not closed, like it doesn't have poncho kind of thing.
Okay, poncho.
Sort of like that.
Okay, yeah.
Great. But it tucks under your, it protects, but you don't get too hot.
Aren't you worried about messing your makeup, huh? Wow. You went to grad school in Missoula, Montana, then you hung around there for a few years.
I worked there as a transportation planner for about 3 years.
Is per capita there are more nonprofit agencies that
groups out there, and I guess one of the ironies is, you know, we're trying to and trying to get the environmental community to realize that roadless areas and things like that. I was really trying to be very environmentally minded, and lots of bicycling there, and they've done a lot of work. They just recently started a bicycling ambassadors program in the summer, and they're just doing a great job.
One of your fellow classmates in Missoula was Paul White. So it's,
yeah,
I guess. Who don't know, Paul White is the executive director of Transportation Alternatives in New York advocacy group. Far more than biking, they also work with walking and things like that.
A lot longer than I have, but it is sort of ironic that we both ended up in the same field.
So what did you major in anyway?
In grad school, it was environmental writing and riparian ornithology.
You said something about angle parking.
They just converted a street downtown to angle parking. And when they were talking about doing that early on, I wrote to the engineers and said they can actually see what they're pulling out into the street for. So there's less likelihood of bicyclists getting creamed. Deciding that that's the only kind of angle parking they're going to allow in Knoxville, and they're doing it just, but we're really pleased by that.
So essentially, just for our listener, is that you back into the spot.
And I heard about it initially on
ATBP?
ABBP, the Association of
In D.C., right. Okay.
Right.
Bike maps, get those.
Well, we have just recently released our bicycle comfort level map, which is, it came out of promotion of Alternative Transportation Week. We have bike maintenance classes and bike rides for beginners, and it's our first bicycle map in Knoxville. We're very happy. And
wow.
It's free, but it's just flying off the shelves. All we have is downtown and surrounding neighborhoods, and it shows how comfortable different roads are for biking so people can choose their route. Depending, doesn't have as many as San Francisco, but we do have a lot of hills and grit their teeth or whether they might want to choose a different road. But we plan on, I guess it just depends on how frequently the situation
is. This is something that's produced?
We contracted with University of Tennessee Cartography Department, FHWA's Bicycle Compatibility Index Analysis, and whether there's bike lanes or shoulder or how wide the lanes are. All that goes into a factor, and it's good or horrible for biking.
Why there's no more bike riders in Knoxville?
I think some of it could be the culture, just the South, because people will complain about the hills, but yet that doesn't stop people, and it doesn't stop people in Madison or Missoula.
You were saying that you market cycling in Knoxville by biking yourself to and from work and in nice clothes.
Then other people see it and say, okay, I can see that other people are doing it, so I guess I'll try.
Word has it that your mayor, Mayor Bill Haslam, is quite the cyclist.
Yeah, he's great.
And is he kind of behind a lot of your...
He's really supportive. He actually participated in that before he was mayor, so we knew that was going to be a good thing. And he's always willing to do events for us and come out and for the media. He does a better job than I do, actually. He's really supportive. He's into physical activity. So.
I've got one final question for you, then I'm going to start wrapping up because I know you're busy. And how many of the cyclists there actually use their bikes to replace car trips?
I think all the commuter cyclists, well, not all. Most of the cyclists that I'm in touch with could drive to work if they wanted to. But they are biking, and says they really do want to help air quality. You know, that changes from person to person, but I think most of the cyclists that I'm in touch with.
Conchetta was saying you ride a Raleigh, was it 7-speed retro glide around town, and that others are inspired by what you're doing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I was talking to two women who live close to me, and they were asking about walking to work, and congregate right on the way to work. So I was talking about that and saying, you know, maybe you might not feel comfortable walking through bike. And so I took them out and showed them my bike, and they said, oh, that looks comfortable, because a lot of bikes that they see are the racing bikes, and they want something comfortable, and they don't need to go 60 miles an hour, and they're just going to be coming a couple miles to work, maybe go in the grocery store.
That's excellent. Have you looked at the Breezer bike at all?
Yeah, I would love to have a Breezer.
You've just heard Kelly Seegers, a powerful, powerful light in Knoxville, and hopefully you will have a sense for why she's driving it so hard.
Thank you for your work.
And any word?
Just keep biking. The more of us out there, the better it is for us.
All right.